Support Podnuts by going to podnuts.com/Amazon. It'll take you straight to Amazon, do your normal shopping, but with every purchase, you'll be supporting Podnuts. Welcome to Podnuts Daily, episode number 306. This is the show where computer repair technicians come on the show, give you their tips, tricks, secrets, techniques, methods, all kinds of stuff to help you become better technicians. Today on the show, we had Ben Burrows, who's the creator of the Ultimate Boot CD for Windows at ubcd4win.com. Unfortunately, the audio quality for the call was so bad that the only section I'm going to put in the show here is just the section where we read the emails. So sorry about that, and let's get right into emails. All right. Next email is from Jorge. He said this is a good article from by Computer World. You go to blogs.computerworld.com and you hit skip this ad. There's an article called How to Handle People Who Ask for Computer Help. And it looks like it's written from Don R. Crawley. I don't know the dude, but it looks like a pretty good article. You guys can check it out at blogs.computerworld.com. Thanks, Jorge. Always good to get nice little tips like that. Google Voice. Let me see if my audio is hooked up. Should be. And let's see. We could play some voicemail here. Give me 1 second, guys. Here is a voicemail.
Hey, Steve. This is Carlos in Ulysses, Kansas with TechUSA Computer Services. And thanks for accepting my phone call. I appreciate you giving me your new number. And still listening to the show. It's been a while since I've called. But
the new number, by the way, guys, if you want to reach us on voicemail, it's 7076-PODNUT is the number. Here we go, Carlos.
I wanted to inform the listeners about an incident I had with an ASUS computer. I ordered a ASUS laptop, 14-inch. I don't have the model number now. I gave it back to the client. He's a veterinarian with he's got his own clinic, and he needed a Windows XP machine, but it's hard to get that nowadays. So I bought the ASUS laptop with the downgrade, XP downgrade, and went ahead and got the computer. Came with Windows 7 Professional. Had both operating systems on their recovery disk, loaded XP, and on the first disk, it did load, and then when it asked for disk number two, which is a driver update CD, I kept getting a blue screen, and this was a brand-new computer, so I called ASUS technical support, and they would not give me any support because they said they no longer support Windows XP. But I said, hey, this is a new machine I just bought from you guys. And they said, no, I'm sorry, we can't support it. So what I did was, after a couple of times, I went ahead and loaded XP Professional from my own OEM CD from Microsoft. Then after I reload the operating system, that went smoothly. And when I was up on Windows, I went ahead and got their driver disk, and I noticed there was a long list of drivers that it was updating, and four of the drivers were they weren't drivers; they were actually XP hotfixes for Service Pack 2. And I noticed that because when I clicked on it, the information it said SP2 update hotfix. So I unchecked those and installed everything else, and everything worked great. Well, the first time I actually tried it with the hotfix is the Machine Pro, so I knew this, you know, it wasn't compatible with Service Pack 3, and that's what came with the machine, so SP3. So that's what the problem was. I unchecked those hotfixes and saw the drivers from that driver disk. Everything loaded nicely, and everything was good. I just want to make the listeners aware of this in case they decide to do a downgrade, because a lot of businesses, some of their software is not compatible with Windows 7.
Okay, and that email voicemail got cut off, and he's got a continuation here that just, it's a short little ending. Let me play that real quick. Here we go. Oops, I don't want to call him. I want to play the voicemail. Here we go.
Hey, continuing from that first phone call. But anyway, I got it loaded, and just wanted to make you aware of that in case somebody decides to downgrade. Thanks, Steve. Thanks again. I look forward to listening to more shows. Talk to you later. Goodbye.
Awesome. You got anything to add on that, Ben? Well, thank you very much, first of all, Carlos, for that great information. Definitely need to know that kind of thing, especially on a new laptop. Yeah, Ben?
Not really. I had a few thoughts when I was listening to it, but those were all squashed.
Okay.
That one's kind of weird. I wonder why. I mean, generally the hotfixes and stuff, they're supposed to check what level you're at. If it's a newer service pack, then it's not supposed to install the hotfix.
Right.
But I'm gonna get. I don't know. That's anything and everything is always possible to happen to make our lives harder and give us reason to make the big bucks.
I agree with you. All right, this is from Rodney. He says, "Hey, Steve, I'm replacing the LCD screen for my landlady. It's a Dell N7010. I've disassembled the laptop without problems. The model on the LCD screen says it's an LP173WD1 (TL) (A2) from LG. When I search eBay, I see this particular model listed, but the seller specifies that the item is for another Dell laptop model. Do you have any advice for me on this? Do you think since it's the same LCD model, it would work in the N710 as well? Thanks for the assistance, Rob." I'm sure Ben has an opinion on this, but I would have the opinion that if the model number is exact on the back of this screen, then yes, it will fit in the machine that you just took it out of, definitely. What do you say, Ben?
I have to agree with that, because when you're looking at, generally when I'm replacing an LCD in a laptop, and it used to be pretty much true, but I got burned on that once or twice. Generally, the LCD, I can usually find it just by looking for the model number of the laptop. But now with the new LED, LCDs coming out more, and of course them not making it really known very well unless you actually take it apart, because I'll be honest, in the past, I've just looked at the model number and not even taken it apart, because it can take maybe a week to get the LCD in, and I don't want to lose screws or have anything else potentially get damaged. But ever since that happened to me the last time, I think it only happened once, and I got the wrong one, and I won't do that anymore. And because like I said, in 99.9% of the time, I was successful with just the laptop model. Since you have the model of the actual LCD, that should be that should do it for you. I think you would be safe with that. I would probably recommend, though, checking out doing a few other searches with just the model number to see. Because sometimes people will know, hey, I only have one. I'm the only one that has this listed, so I'll jack up the price an extra $50. So you may be able to find it a little bit cheaper, but...
Well, I'll tell you, Timster said on Podnuts yesterday, sorry to cut you off, Ben. There's an eBay seller I recommend for laptop screens. It's DVD Super 999. I used to buy a lot of screens from her. It turned out to be a her.
They out of Texas.
Yeah?
I think they're out of Texas. I think I know who you're talking about. Their prices are pretty much right in line. I've contacted them before and bought directly from them, but they generally have almost the lowest price, but they're very good. I received a LCD that was damaged when it was shipped, and it was weird to me because I never had to return it or anything for them. They just shipped me out a new one that day or another one that day, and received it a few days later, and we were good.
That's the thing. Customer support is great. I never received a damaged one, but it's always packaged well, and I never had a problem. So Timster also recommended that she would prefer that you call her, then order online, and you might get a better price. Bottom line of this is always, if you can, order from the model of the screen. Look, if you're going to replace a laptop screen, you're going to take the screen out anyway. So take the screen out first. Get the model number off of the screen. Don't go by the model of the laptop. Go by the model number of the screen, order the screen, and you should be perfectly fine. I think it's hilarious that every time we go to Ben, the background's different. What do you swivel that thing around every time?
I've moved up to the front of the store.
Every time I go over him, he's in a different spot. It's hilarious. All right. Next email is from Marco. He says, "Hey, man, just wanted to let you guys know I installed Mac OS 10 on my Dell Inspiron 1525, and it works like a charm. I'm very happy with it, and best of all, I just saved a couple hundred of dollars by not having to buy an Apple computer to run a Mac. It runs like my MacBook Pro that I had a few months ago. Anyway, if anybody wants to try it, here's a link I've used, and it was really easy. It's MacYourPC.com. Title of the article is Install Mac on a Dell Inspiron 1525. Thank you, Marco. Last email is from Tom. He says, I got this from A Shampoo today. What's A Shampoo? Is that an antivirus?
I think they have antivirus now, but I think they used to specialize. They first started out, I think, with CD and DVD burning software.
Okay.
Maybe not. Yeah, I think they have that too, but they have a few other goofy tools.
Okay.
I've never really cared for them that much, but anyway.
Well, apparently Tom's a Shampoo customer, and he got the email, the dreaded email today. "We are writing to you concerning an important issue. We regret to tell you that we also detected an unauthorized access to one of our server systems. We assume that the attackers were able to purloin..." I don't know what the hell that means, and that's just an attempt to confuse people. Who the hell says purloin?
They're trying to sound cool by using big words.
Yeah, they're trying to confuse people, make them go blank. The attackers were able to purloin data of customers. Sensitive data, such as billing information, etc., is not affected by this because A-Shampoo does not store this data. We summarized all pieces of information concerning this incident for you and would like you to read the following website, ashampoo.com/data-theft. That's interesting. So, hang on a second. I got to look up purloin. Let's see what this stupid word means.
I received that email also, but I think I got mine either yesterday or Monday.
Oh, really? Sure. Yeah. Purloin is to steal, often in a violation of trust. And it's pronounced...
purloin.
Let me give that to you again.
Purloin.
There you go. All right. So don't purloin things from others, people. I think that's it for the voicemails and emails. If you want to send us more emails, send them at mail@podnuts.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, call 7076-PODNUT. And if you want to come on the show, you go to podnuts.com/guests. All guests are required. It's very fun. It's very easy. All guests are required to have a wireless or a headset mic, a wired internet connection.
Yeah.
What else do they need? Oh, stuff to talk about.
We've talked about planning. Talked about planning.
And anything else that you want to bring. I would definitely encourage people signing up. We have a bunch of dates lined up for Podnuts Daily. Podnuts Daily is done Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Anybody could sign up if they feel like they want to contribute. Like Ben here. Ben, I appreciate you signing up, man.
No problem. Next time I will be prepared. I apologize.
Yeah, I didn't say you weren't prepared, did I? Don't worry about it, dude. I'm glad you signed up. I mean, a lot of guys would like to come on the show or would like to share, but whatever's holding them back is holding them back. So nothing should be holding you guys back. Just sign up and enjoy the Pod Nuts atmosphere. All right, man, anything you want to end off on, Ben? Any last comments? Anything you want to plug?
I don't think so, really. The only final thing is to please visit burrowsolutions.com. He has my last name up there, and that's just solutions, which is plural, with an S on the end, .com. We have all kinds of different great deals going on. I try to find, whenever I find a good price on something, you can see HP Inc. right there. I found a great price on that, and everything is new, unused, great prices, honest shipping, and we ship everything out fast, and we have everyday low prices, not just goofy specials every other day or whatever, but It was a pleasure being on again. Next time, I again apologize for not having the headset. I just, with moving everything over the last month and a half, I misplaced it somewhere. I think it may still be in my home office. But,
oh, really? Don't worry about it, man.
I was thinking maybe we could find a really good price on a nice one, and then make it a prerequisite that future guests have to buy that one from Burrow Solution Tech.
Yeah, you can make that prerequisite. I can't enforce it. I do recommend Plantronics, by the way, if anybody's looking for a headset. Get a Plantronics USB headset, you'll be golden. That's all I have to say. All right, so check out burrowsolutions.com. You know where to find it. Again, Ben is the creator of the Ultimate Boot CD for Windows at UBCD for Win. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. That's going to be it for Podnut Study for today, and we will see you next time. Music for Podnut Study provided by Evan King at purevolume.com/EvanKing.